Valerie Brown Kuchera brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely, maybe a little too fiercely.
Although I talked about nicknames a few episodes ago, I have an update. Joel's new nickname for me is Large Curd. I'm just about as impressed with this one as I was with vowel movement from back in grade school. Let me explain. After New Year's, I thought I'd give the extremely low-carb diet a go. I've had several friends who dropped 20 pounds in as many days. I can stick with anything for a few weeks, and after the initial plummet, I plan to moderate by adding a few unprocessed carbs from fruits and vegetables. I acquired my lovely new nickname when I was still in the beginning stages of the ultra-low-carb diet. This was back before I had lost my will to live. I had just finished eating a surprisingly delicious carb-free dinner of cooked cabbage and salt pork while my family had homemade spaghetti and meatballs. My children and spouse were arguing over the best topping to put on their dessert of French vanilla ice cream, and I simply made the remark, I can't decide whether to have a dish of large curd cottage cheese for dessert or a cup of hot tea with cinnamon. I'm not exactly sure why, but the room erupted into cruel laughter at that point. And my always supportive husband started hollering, God forbid you'd have small curd. Nope, you've got to have large curd. Clementine said,
poor small curd. Small curd's going to feel bad. Do you not like little bitty things, Mama?
The teenagers jumped on the bandwagon and started chanting, large curd, large curd, large curd. Luckily, the bullying did not last long since their French vanilla ice cream with various toppings was melting, and they needed to focus on finishing up those processed carbs. I went with the hot tea. I was as dedicated to the low-carb diet as I have been to anything in my life. I had pre-planned only one day of indulgence on my daughter's 16th birthday party, but other than that, I was eating only meat, dairy, and nuts. In a great show of solidarity, Joel said, listen, large curd, I'll take a cheat day on Millie's birthday as well. Instead of my usual 4 Dr. Peppers, I'll have 5, and I'll eat 3 large slices of chocolate cake instead of 2 at the party. For 30 days, I passed on cookies, bread, pasta, cakes, candies, and even fruit and colorful vegetables. I ate hamburgers without buns, pizza with no crust, chili with no crackers, and peanut butter with no bread. For snack, I had a boiled egg with vinegar on it. For lunch at work, I ate a pile of tuna on a no-carb cracker that resembled something that a semi-truck ran over and tasted worse. Not that I make it a habit to eat something a truck ran over. By the way, why does food that has fewer ingredients and less processing cost more than highly processed food with an ingredient list that takes a degree in chemistry to understand?
Edible paper clips.
And what did I gain in my miraculous month of self-denial and food austerity? I gained 3 pounds. Weight and a new nickname were not the only things I did not lose. I think I made a grand total of 3 solid waste trips to the restroom in that entire month. My pants felt tight. I was miserable. My friends, who had jettisoned half their body weight in a month on the ultra-low-carb diet, assumed I was lying about my eating habits. And despite my growing attachment to that new nickname, I was starting to fear that Joel was going to drop the curd part and just start calling me large. So I called it off. I went back to my usual eating habits, and within a few days, I had lost the weight I gained during the failed one-month experiment. My family is happy that I'm not making pasta out of turnips anymore, and I am happy that I can enjoy carrot sticks again.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at this same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kuchera, with production assistance by Angie Hafley and music by Kelly Wirtz. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org under the Programs tab.
Have a great week.